Tak. Ulta. You can see.
So last year, at this time, a year ago, Srila Prabhupada came to Subha Vilas's house as part of his visit to Toronto. At that time, Toronto ISKCON had only a small temple which they had for years on Girard Street. The devotees are very enthusiastic, but their place was not such a nice facility. So Srila Prabhupada visited and came here, and many members of the Indian community and other members of the Toronto community came. And Srila Prabhupada spoke here. At the end of his talk, one man asked Srila Prabhupada that we are very glad that you've come. Now, you please come back again. When will you return again? Srila Prabhupada said, I'll return when you get a big temple for this center. And he had seen different temples, including this big church. So, the Prabhupada's invitation to them was that they should make collections to purchase this temple. So, Subha Vilas, Vishwa Karma, all the devotees actually worked so hard, and by Krishna's grace, they are able to purchase this temple. So, we can see that it is the desire of the pure devotee. Of course, whatever Krishna wants, he does not have to work at all. His desires are immediately fulfilled simply by his desiring. Everything is fulfilled. By Krishna's finger signal, the whole material creation is created, brought about, and it is maintained by his separate energies, and everything is annihilated by Krishna's will and created again. So, and Krishna, he is fulfilling all his infinite desires in the spiritual world also. So as Krishna's desires are immediately fulfilled, the pure devotee's desires are also fulfilled. That's because he is one with the Lord. His interests are the same as Krishna. This is the oneness. That the pure devotee, he has no desire but to see that Krishna is satisfied. And so, by Srila Prabhupada's desiring this to come about, praying to Krishna, therefore the devotees also praying and endeavoring have brought about that now Toronto is situated in such a nice temple, and just since opening that temple, now so many new devotees have come and joined. So it's now very firmly situated in this big North American city. Go on spreading Krishna consciousness. So we should be always so grateful Srila Prabhupada, not only for coming and visiting us in our temples, whereby we can actually see in this instance how by his visit this came about, that a year later now such a big, big temple is there. That anyone can plainly see. It is a phenomenon that can be seen. But also, he should be so grateful that by his instruction, because the physical presence is not always appreciable. Sometimes he is here and then he is not here. But always, Srila Prabhupada is with us by our following his instructions. We simply have to be obedient to these instructions. As Srila Prabhupada was saying last night in the initiation lecture, the human life is meant to follow these instructions of the Bodhidhyam. Going to the difficulty of giving up sinful habits, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and engaging in chanting Hare Krishna. So we do these things very sincerely, then we shall always have Srila Prabhupada guiding us. Krishna's in the heart, And when Krishna in the heart sees that we're trying to follow the instructions of the pure devotee, who's also a manifestation of Krishna, Krishna within is a super soul, Krishna manifested before us as a spiritual master. So the Lord within the heart, we see that we're trying to follow the instructions of the spiritual master and will enlighten us. How to always stay strong in Krishna consciousness, how to always feel the direct association and direction of the spiritual master by obedience to his instruction. So all these things we'll realize more and more. We simply basically stick to Prabhupada's instruction. And his main instruction is that we simply all be happy and engage in Krishna consciousness.
Okay.
We can appreciate the temples that Srila Prabhupada has established all over the world when we compare the material life that's going on today with the life that we live in Krishna consciousness. Presently in this world, Kali Yuga, so much manifests. You can see that year by year, things are becoming more and more degraded, not in arithmetic proportions, but even in geometric proportions. And so rapidly, everywhere, society is decaying, and people are becoming more and more just like animals, exactly like that. Simply interested in eating, simply interested in sex life, simply interested in trying somehow or another to find some object to gratify the senses. And in the temple, we can practically experience a different quality of life altogether. Srila Prabhupada is establishing the internal potency of the Lord within this material world in the form of his temples. Krishna says, Mahatmanasya mam partha daivim prapriti mahasita, that persons who are always glorifying Krishna, they live in the internal potency of the Lord. And practically in our temples, glorification of Krishna by the order of our spiritual master is going on. We can understand practically that to live in the temple is to live in the internal potency of the Lord. It's a very rare opportunity. We can see practically that there are so many billions and billions of people in the world suffering without any opportunity even of Krishna consciousness. And just like Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, even at this advanced age, in spite of so many difficulties, just like I'm somehow or another Srila Prabhupada's secretary, and I'm always trying to arrange for his physical comfort, but he's always saying, to please me to accept discomfort. That for an older person to travel on airplanes and to always move about and to go here and there for the service of the Lord is naturally more difficult than for a very young person. But Prabhupada is accepting this uncomfortable situation simply to establish Krishna consciousness throughout the world, at least to give people the opportunity that choose, if you like, between the internal potency and the external potency. The external potency means that we're forced, we have no choice, we're forced to undergo repetition of birth and death. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Nobody likes to grow old. But this youthful age soon it will become old age. And nobody likes to die. So present day civilization is blindly going on. Andanya tandai upaniyamana. Blind leading the blind. People are thinking that my parents did it, their parents did it, generations have done it. So also, we engage blindly in materialistic way of life, and everything will be okay. But the result is, that everyone is simply suffering, and after this lifetime, they also have to suffer the consequences of this present life's activities, blindly not knowing that they're responsible for their activities. So we have a choice now whether to follow a representative of God, Krishna, who can bring us to the internal potency of the Lord. This internal potency is not drive. It is the origin of bliss. Satchitananda Vigraha. It is not impersonal, void, lifeless, without any happiness. It is what everyone is actually looking for, simply pervertedly within this material world. So this opportunity is here before Prabhupada came to the Western countries. Actually, there was no hope. There was no hope at all. There was no such knowledge. There was no such opportunity to choose between material life and something else. There was no reality other than this body. And for everyone, it was simply a very hopeless, distressful situation. But Prabhupada, personally, even at an advanced age, he's coming simply to give this opportunity to the Westerners and to everyone throughout the world that, yes, besides this material life, there is another eternal life. And if you utilize your independence very carefully to transfer your attachment to this internal potency of devotional service, and service to the Vaishnavas and to Krishna, then you can become free forever from the encumbrance of repeated birth and death. Go back to home, back to Godhead. This is the great fortune that has come upon us in the form of this Krishna consciousness movement, in the form of association with the pure devotees through the Prabhupada, and in the form of chanting the holy name. In so many ways, we are being benedicted. And if we can simply remain fixed in the pure knowledge of Krishna consciousness, that we don't become illusioned by this material energy, thinking just like the animal that there's some happiness there. The animal is running after the mirage, but there's no water there. And similarly, the foolish human beings, as Prabhupada aptly mentioned the other day to these professors who came to visit him, the dog is running with four legs, here and there, very, very busy. And the human being also, he's running, but he's running in an automobile with four wheels. But he's thinking that his running is superior to the dog's running. Why? He's very busy running here and there for the same activities, and the dog is running with four legs. The activities are the same. So without culture, the running in the car and the running of the dog is the same. So this Krishna culture is now being spread all throughout the world. It's giving people to see how actually human life should be lived. And the temple is a place where practically we can set an ideal example of human life for the whole of human society. Therefore, we greatly indebted to Srila Prabhupada.
In the world, in the material world, there are two kinds of persons, the devotees and the demons. The devotees are those who have understood the existence of the Supreme Lord and are engaged somehow or other in his service. And the demons are those who reject the service of the Lord. The seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is described. Chatur Vidha Vidyante Ma. There are four types of people who surrender to Krishna. Those who are in distress, those who are in search of money, those who are inquisitive, and those who are searching after the absolute truth. So these four kinds of persons, when given the opportunity, will take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And the other four kinds of persons are called, or described in Bhagavad Gita, those who are mudha, foolish, grossly foolish, those who are naradhama, those who are lowest of mankind, those who are maya pravritta jnana, those whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, those asuram paramashita, those who are the atheist of nature, and these four kinds of persons do not surrender to Krishna. In the purport in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada has explained that practically 99.9% of the human population fits in these categories. Will not surrender to Supreme Lord. Therefore, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is formed to give opportunity to those who choose to surrender to the Lord, to associate with one another, to cooperate together in serving the mission of the Lord. The material world is created for a specific purpose by the Supreme Lord. That purpose is to give a chance to the forgetful living beings who have tried to exercise independence from Krishna, to once again understand the position. They are put into various conditions of material existence in order to learn that they are not the enjoyers and controllers. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Paramishwara is the supreme controller. Everything is meant for his satisfaction. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna was described himself, aham sarvasya prabhava, matat sarvam prabhartate, that all material and spiritual worlds are created by me. Everything is emanating from me. So, created by Krishna, just as a father or a man takes a wife and has children and has a house, and he spends himself in this way for enjoyment. He tries to enjoy by expanding his influence in the material world. So, this peacock is part and parcel of Krishna, and he has the same tendency as Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and he has expanded himself in multi-energies to enjoy himself. And the conditioned soul is also part of that, part of the multifarious energy. They are called margin, jiva, shakti. And that means that they can go one way or the other. They can choose to use their independence to please Krishna, or they can choose to use their independence otherwise. That otherwise means that they must come to the material world. That is Krishna's purpose in creating the material world. To give a chance to these foolish living entities to revive their eternal relationship with Krishna and go back to Godhead. So, within human society, this is also stated in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Vanishanam's conversation with Krishna, that's a piece of light, that the talent is his hanam, Krishna, Nandi, out of many thousands of men, one may give us the perfection. And of many such perfected men, hardly one knows only two. So the material world is a very dangerous place. The living beings within the material world are cutthroat. They do not know the purpose of life. They are simply interested in their own advancement, somehow or other. So they engage in all kinds of destructive activities which cause harm to themselves and to others. So this is the condition of the material world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada has stated that this there is no place for a temple. in the material world, everyone is just as you're observing. I was visiting the Krishna Consciousness Farm in British Columbia, and on the road we were passing large herds of beef cows. We were discussing that the farmer thinks of these cows not as spirit souls, but as commodities. He simply puts them in the field to eat, and when they get big enough, kills them and takes the money for his enjoyment. He doesn't see that these are living entities, spirit souls. So this activity of the human beings killing the cows, the helpless cows, by the thousands daily, is causing is an indication that there's no merciful quality in the beings. They're simply interested in their own aggrandizement and welfare. If they don't surrender to Krishna, that is the only alternative. Therefore, Krishna comes, he canvasses, and he tells the conditioned souls, you must surrender. And if one chooses not to surrender to Krishna, that means that he himself wants to become Krishna. Without any qualification, the spirit soul is infinitesimal spark of Krishna. And that spark, when not in touch with Krishna, the fire, becomes like the sparks of the fire, not in contact with the fire, extinguished. So there is no good qualities for the living beings who are outside Krishna consciousness. So the four types of men who surrender to Krishna, they're doing so with some selfish interest. All the conditioned souls are acting for their own selfish interest. They do not know otherwise, but somehow or other, if one of the conditioned souls will surrender to Krishna by the grace of a pure devotee, then that immediately puts him into a situation of becoming pure. The greatest purification is to come in touch with a pure devotee of the Lord. There are many, many ritualistic activities described in the rituals of gradual purification. But as Srila Rupa Goswami points out in his Rupa Deshamita, what is the good of undergoing so much atonement and pious activity if the heart remains contaminated and the living entity remains sinful, ready to just act for its own benefit? Therefore, the greatest opportunity for the conditioned soul is when he gets the chance to associate with the pure devotee of the Lord. The pure devotee of the Lord instructs the conditioned souls to engage in activities just to please Krishna, as Srila Goswami explains. Without any separate interest, no mixture of jnana or karma, no desire for offense gratification or acquisition of knowledge, just to engage in activities for the pleasures. And this is the perfection. Otherwise, without coming in touch with the pure devotee of the Lord, no one could understand this. And especially in this age of Kali, when the human society is so degraded that if it weren't for some laws prohibiting, and even despite those laws, the human beings are engaged in cutthroat activities, killing one another, just like this abortion. Now they've passed some law which allows killing. So now the growing process rather by mothers of their own children. This is the condition of human society. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is specifically formed by Srila Prabhupada to help those of us who are lost and entangled in this material condition to associate with one another under his guidance and achieve by this process recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting the holy name, we can achieve rapid purification. And in this one lifetime, the Prabhupada promised that we can go back home, back to God. So we should try to cooperate together. There's no other purpose. Once one comes in touch with the pure devotee and understands his message, he understands there's no other purpose for living in this material world than to serve the mission of the Lord. And that mission of the Lord, as already explained, is to reclaim the conditioned souls who have fallen into the material world and lost, helplessly trapped. So we should try and cooperate together. Learn Srila Prabhupada's instructions very perfectly. Try to carry them out, following the four regular principles, chanting 16 now, and working together to spread the Krishna consciousness all over the world so that its influence can affect all the living beings who are living on the third place of the earth. Actually, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bhaktivinoda Goswami has stated that the Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the universe. So, Srila Prabhupada is undoubtedly empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is doing such wonderful service, spreading Krishna consciousness all over this world. And we should pray that we can help in some small way.
Oh, I have heard that there are about 50,000 Indians in Toronto. So why they are not coming? They want to become Barasam only?
Yes. They are to make money, that's all they are doing.
They have no other purpose. So this is not good. What is the objection of they don't want their own culture? This is Indian culture, they should be proud that Indian culture is being accepted by the foreigners. And they are living, they are becoming Barasam. What is this? Now it is your duty to deliver this Barasam, that they are not taking into the sentence accounts of life. So, is there any other outside that Indian present? Come here. So you have already joined. Your trademark is there.
The Guru
Raja
are also chanting 16
rounds a day now, saying it. So he has already joined. I mean, to those who have not joined. I think this gentleman, I saw him in the morning. So, kya karan hai ki hamara Bharatiya log nahi aate hain?
This is a very good question.
This is the sign of degrading. So Indians have become so degraded. Shall I take it like that?
No. But there must be some other reason.
What is the other reason? There cannot be any reason. Here is temple of Radha Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita is being preached. Bhagavat is being preached. Why they do not take interest? You are coming at night. I have heard that there are 50,000 in there. So why they do not come?
It is catching up now.
If there are any special reason, they can discuss with me. What is interesting?
मुझे लगता है जैसे कुछ अभी जैसे हमारा तरीका था तीस साल पंपे जाते करने लोग इससे थोड़ा सा ना पिछले का कुछ पर आ जाता है क्योंकि ये कुछ सोचे हैं जो हमारे ऊपर डिस्क्रिमिनेशन होगी हमें वो पिछले साल था पिछले रिजल्ट जो अंजीर जो पर शायद ये पिक्चर दिखा एंड पीपल नो दी डोंट वांट टू अलाइन देमसेल्फ विद दिस थिंग दैट कैन सो दैट दे आर नॉट रिडिक्यूल्ड बाय दिस कुड बी वन ऑफ द रीजंस बिकॉज़ यू नो
रिडिक्यूल
the method, maybe they think this is too strong a method, but people are going to accept.
ये जो भगवान को भूल जाना और शराब पीना मांस खाना ये डिजीज तो भारी गंभीर हरे
कृष्ण
मैंने क्या कारण है भारतीय तो व्हाट इज द रीजन द इंडियंस आर नॉट कमिंग इन राज नंबर दे आर कमिंग सम
Everybody wants to be Krishna.
Rascal. Everyone wants to become a rascal. Don't be that. ये सब मायावादी ये लोग को सिखा दिया सब जहन्नम में जाने के लिए. This is not good. Everyone wants to become Krishna.
But if seeking for Krishna in the pure world,
वो पहाड़ उठा सकता है क्या? Krishna जैसा, as Krishna lived at the Govardhan Hill at 7 years old, so can he do that? But how he become Krishna? Simply by imagination. कुछ करके तो दिखा. ये सब बदमाशी खराब कर दिया हिंदू सोसाइटी.
There
cannot be any section. There are two sections, demons and the demigods. That is the statement in the Shastra. Gau bhutasad gau loke daiva asura evas. There are two kinds of man, daiva and asura. Vishnu bhakta bhavit daiva asura sva diparya. So, if you want to remain demons, that is a choice, but that will not help them. Anyway, now it is Bhumavilas Prabhu's duty to bring this imitation to Krishna. Yes.
Many bhaktas are spoiled by Krishna's Prabhupada. Many bhaktas are being spoiled by Krishna's Prabhupada.
Your personality is very important. His personality. Oh, Hari Nam Prabhu. Mala hai to japo. Another people.